Please make sure you're sitting or lying down somewhere safe and comfortable where you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. Please do not listen to this podcast whilst driving, operating heavy machinery, or where falling asleep might be hazardous, like being in the bath. And so when you're ready, we'll begin. At the count of one, I want you to roll your eyes upwards towards your eyebrows and then all the way up to your forehead. At the count of two, I want you to continue looking up with your eyes and do two things. Take a long, slow, deep breath and hold it while you let your eyelids slowly and gently close. And then at the count of three, I want you to do three things. Let all the breath out of your mouth in a long, slow sigh. Relax your eyes and keep them comfortably closed. And let yourself relax deeply. More deeply than you can ever remember relaxing before. So one, roll your eyes up towards your eyebrows and then all the way up to your forehead. Two, continue looking up with your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath and hold. And then three, let all the breath out of your mouth in a long, slow sigh. Keep your eyes comfortably closed and let yourself relax. Eyes nice and relaxed, jaw unclenched, cheeks flat and smooth. Shoulders feeling loose and limp. And let that relaxing feeling flow all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as your body relaxes nice and easily, your mind can also relax. Feeling so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful and safe. And when you're ready, really relaxed, really comfortable, let yourself go to a favourite place in your mind. Experience the sights, the sounds, the aromas or taste, the words, pleasant music or songs, and the wonderful feelings, or any other people who may be in and around your favourite place. Maybe the touch of somebody or sensations associated with your special place. And when your inner mind is ready in that special place, and when your inner mind knows that you can be so totally absorbed in this wonderful place, that nothing can bother you, just relax and let yourself drift deeper into this wonderful, comfortable feeling. And when you are fully aware of how much comfort you now have, that you know you can maintain this comfortable feeling for as long as you wish, just letting go of any outside distractions, try to open those eyes and you'll find they're so comfortably relaxed that they just don't want to move. Try to open those eyes now and see how it's so much easier to let them remain closed while you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And allow your awareness to expand, concentrating on the sound of my voice as I count down from 8 to 0. And with every number, you will feel yourself drifting further into blissful relaxation. Counting down from 8 now. Doubling your relaxation down 7. Going further down to 6. Relaxing a little more to 5. Even more now, 4. All the cares and worries easing away down to 3. Any tension or pressure drifting down to 2. Let them all go now to 1. Drifting down, down to 0. Into a deeper and more blissful state of creative relaxation. For the deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. Peace and serenity. Now just letting go. Even as you drift deeper into this comfortable, relaxed feeling, you're aware of my voice speaking to you. And every word that is uttered only makes you feel even more relaxed, even more comfortable. And you are listening with your inner mind, that part of you that controls your unconscious behaviour and thoughts, the wonderful part of you that dreams new dreams and motivates you from within. This is the part of you that has been with you since your earliest moments, helping and guiding you through each and every action you take. And I would like you to thank this deepest part of you for all its good work. Do this now in your mind. That's right. And I would like to ask the part of your inner mind that looks after you when you are asleep to come forward now to help you to overcome that habit that you've established from waking up during the night or the early hours of the morning and looking for something to eat. And you know that eating at unsuitable times is not only not good for you, it's positively harmful for your body, as it can make you gain weight that is difficult to lose. And your inner mind desires you to be slim and healthy again, to sleep peacefully through the night with no urge to eat. It desires you to enjoy your food at appropriate times, in moderate portions, and to look after your body. And if your unconscious mind agrees with this, allow yourself to take a nice, deep, refreshing breath. That's right. And I'd like you to ask your inner mind for a date by which you will have achieved your goal of reaching your desired weight and shape through eating and drinking at sensible times. So allow a date to spring into your mind right now. Very good. And now perhaps you would like to project your mind to that future date when you are your ideal weight and shape. Experience how much happier you feel, how your clothes fit you more comfortably, and how you look so much slimmer, happier, healthier and fitter. Maybe you can imagine yourself socialising at a party or gathering with some friends. You look your absolute best. You're wearing the most elegant outfit that really flatters your body. Your tummy is flat. Your arms and legs look toned and slim as you catch a glimpse of your reflection in a passing window or a mirror. And you notice how much younger and vibrant you look. Your friends want something to eat, and they lead you to a table that is laden with food. They help themselves to a plate and begin to pile food on it, beckoning you to do the same. You hear yourself saying, "No, I'm really not hungry. I don't need anything to eat." And instead, you enjoy their company and conversation. And when you say, "No, I'm really not hungry, I don't need anything to eat," a wonderful feeling is generated from within. It's a feeling of being in control of yourself. You really don't need or want to eat at this time. And saying no to unwanted food fills you with good feelings, and that satisfies you completely. You're going to find that whenever you do say no to food you don't need or want, you'll instantly experience these wonderful feelings again, because you are in complete control of your mind, your body, and your health. Allow that picture to fade from your mind and imagine yourself in bed in the early hours. Remember those thoughts of food that used to enter your mind. Once they were there, you found an overwhelming compulsion to get up and eat. From now on, if any unwanted thoughts of food enter your mind during the night, you simply say to yourself, "No, I'm really not hungry. I don't need anything to eat." And that wonderful feeling flows back into your awareness as you drift back to a tranquil sleep with good dreams that result from positive feelings of being in control of yourself. And after just a few nights of rejecting those unwanted thoughts, you are delighted to discover a new pattern emerging. You sleep all the way through the night with no thoughts of food entering your mind. As this happens, you notice your body becoming lighter, slimmer, healthier and fitter. You become happier, more content, more in control of yourself. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your unconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger by day, so that as each day passes, you will feel better and better. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, fully alert and refreshed, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back. 4, eyelids beginning to flutter. And 5, eyes wide open, wide awake, mind and body returning fully to normality.